I'm Marco Werman with The World. We end the program today with a friendship that started exactly 25 years ago. In 1989, Leslie Rosen was a 20-year-old student working at a West Berlin radio station. Cornelia Sachs was the same age but lived in the East. They didn't know each other, couldn't really, but then everything changed. Leslie Rosen says when she first heard about the wall falling, she did not believe it.
On the 9th of November 1989, when the wall came down, I switched on the TV and the first news was, now the doors of the Berlin Wall are wide open. I just thought somebody is pulling my legs. I switched off the TV and I turned around and fell asleep. So the next morning, I had to be at the radio station at about 8 o'clock in the morning. I woke up and I went through the city and it felt somehow different. And I thought, was it just a dream I had last night or was it really true? And arriving at the radio station, I realized that there were already some East Berliners at the radio station. And I just wondered, how did they get there? And I realized the only thing they knew from West Berlin was the radio, because that's what they could listen to in the eastern part of Berlin as well.
Right.
And so they crossed the border and they came up to our stations. And at the end of my shift, there was one woman who was my age. And I asked her, are you also a student like me? And she said, yes. And I felt like she was standing so all on her own and she didn't know where to go because she didn't know anybody in this part of the town. So I just invited her to my house for a late breakfast.
Mm. And she went with you and there's something that sparked there. What was your impression of her? I mean, did you think that you might be able to be friends?
Well, she had long black hair. She was my age. She also was a student. And I just felt she's a bit like me. So she's young. She doesn't know where to go. I was curious and I wanted to get to know her.
It was like seeing your East Berlin counterpart almost, huh?
Yes, it was like somebody I would meet at university and would chat with. Why not?
As you said, those East Berliners knew about your radio station because radio signals obviously do not obey walls, not the Berlin Wall, not any wall. So was there a connection already that had been established between both sides?
Yeah, as you might know, a lot of East Germans, they watched Western television. But in Berlin, there was this special situation that we were so close to each other that, of course, the East Berliners also listened to the same programs we listened to on the radio. So even sometimes when, for example, the Rolling Stones were giving an open-air concert near the wall, they came to the wall just in order to be able to catch a few sounds from that concert. So they knew what was going on in the West.
So I want to ask you, what were Cornelia's impressions of West Berlin once you started showing her around?
Well, she hates me for telling this story, but I always tell the story. When we went home to my place, I told her, look, I have nothing in the fridge, so let's go shopping first. So I took her to a supermarket around the corner. And in the GDR, it used to be that you couldn't go...
GDR being the former East Germany or East Berlin.
Yes. In that eastern part, you weren't allowed to go into the supermarket and just grab something from the shelves. You had to stick to a shopping cart or to point at things and somebody would bring these products to you. So you weren't allowed to walk around freely in the supermarkets. She asked me, can I go back to the shelf? I just want to look. I don't want to touch anything.
Wow.
And I was laughing at her and I said, look, you're free. You can walk wherever you want. And she hates me for telling this story, but until today I thought like it was in their way of thinking what they are allowed to and what they are not allowed to. So I felt like there are big differences.
Yeah, that's a really telling detail. Well, Cornelia Sachs also remembers very clearly that visit to that supermarket, and she spoke with our producer in London today, Leo Hornack.
At first we went to a supermarket. Such a big supermarket was very strange for me. It's an enormous range of products. But one of my first expressions, who need all this things? It is too much. Yeah, too much.
So the other thing that Cornelia said, Leslie, about West Berlin is that it smelled different because the quality of the gas, she thought, was of higher quality, not like in East Berlin. You ended up by going to East Berlin with Cornelia. It was kind of like, let me show you my side of the city, and then she shows you her side of the city. What did you see? What was your impression of this side of Berlin that you had not seen?
Yes, first I showed her around West Berlin, and then of course we went back to the wall, and because it was open, we sneaked in into East Berlin. For me, I must say, for me it was like a lack of color. All gray into gray, houses were falling apart, it was quite dark.
So, Leslie, what did you and Cornelia talk about? I mean, do you recall kind of like how close you got in those 24 hours or so that you spent together?
Yeah, it was very intense because it was really like two parts of Germany coming together. And this feeling, this still stays with me. And this is also a feeling we have with our friendship. So every year on the 9th of November, Cornelia and I, we call each other, we write each other a postcard or just greet each other. And yesterday we talked on the telephone and we talked about these balloons rising into the sky of Berlin and how emotional that was. And it's a nice day to remember our friendship.
Why do you think that friendship lasted so long?
We were both young and we just made a bit of a way together. She showed me her feelings, her part of the town, her opinions. So we just shared a lot. And so we have a lot in common also.
Leslie Rosen, who is now an editor at German Public Radio in Cologne in Germany. 25 years ago, she met a new friend, an East Berliner named Cornelia Sachs. We also heard from her. Leslie, great to meet you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You heard Leslie's mention of that Rolling Stones concert back in 1982. It also featured the release of thousands of balloons. Now, Carlo Cargas was at that concert in West Berlin. He played guitar for a then not very well-known singer named Nina. And Carlo began fantasizing about what would happen if those balloons floated magically over to the communist side of Berlin. That fantasy became this song, which I suspect many of you remember well.